In the past few weeks, two community groups, Ottawa Street Medics, OSM, and Ottawa Food Not Bombs, have been concerned about the growing need for food in Ottawa. OSM said they have noticed an increase of requests for food and have started to become concerned. Daniel Bailey, the founder of OSM, explained what the situation has been for his community group.
So the demand has been completely overwhelming. It was overwhelming at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's overwhelming now, particularly because, people are broke, et cetera, but also, we can show up to any shelter, and in front, there'll be, 20 starving people, even though, they stay at a shelter. People don't always come in at food times, they have to abide by the food schedules, all that other stuff. Some people's dietary needs aren't met, et cetera, but also, more specifically, is what we're hearing directly from the people who we speak to on the streets, is that they're paying for things like their medication and their rent and everything else first, and saying, well, the food can wait, and they put it off, and they put it off, and they put it off because they are so, so broke, and they have to pay the things that keep them, sheltered, and also alive and functioning. And it's simple things like that just drain people's budgets, and they just simply can't make ends meet, and so they do things like, we've all heard of rationing insulin and stuff like that.
Jen Bongondo, an organizer for Ottawa Food Not Bombs, said she also noticed an increase in need for food.
So there's been an increase not only in just, meals, there's definitely been an increase in, fresh produce, and that's definitely been, the need for that has been, the highest we've seen since we started. We started in December, so I mean, it's only been, 4 or 5 months, but in that time, we've definitely seen, an increase. It's definitely hard because we do this around, our own schedules. It's, after work, you'll go and cook, or, if you have time between, class or something, you'll go and do something. So we've definitely been having difficulty keeping up with, just the, physical labor aspect of it. And then there's also just kind of, financially, we are also providing support in other ways, such as, giving grocery store gift cards or just straight-up cash. Or we're getting people, diapers or, certain items, hygiene items. And so with that, increase in demand, it's definitely been impacting us. And we're kind of struggling sometimes to kind of meet that need.
Bailey said the pandemic is exacerbating food insecurity for people with lower income.
We're running into lots of people who have never actually experienced this before. People with kids who have, got their hours cut because of COVID. Just simply can't make ends meet. People have, there's a woman with four kids, and she's both being evicted because she can't pay rent, that's something that just keeps happening. We keep hearing about illegal evictions because, people can't pay because, their COVID took their job or took all of their hours, or they had to quit to keep themselves or their family members safe. And that just keeps happening. The worse the pandemic gets, and the longer it goes, because we refuse to commit to a lockdown until we have zero cases, and we refuse to pay people to stay home and keep each other safe.
The Ottawa Food Bank said in an email statement that there is not a food shortage in Ottawa. The food bank said, "We have heard anecdotally that service in the food bank network in Ottawa has intensified a bit at the moment, but it's not necessarily something that has been reflected in our tracking at this time." Bongondo said she feels that although the requests for food have not yet overwhelmed the Ottawa Food Bank, people should still be aware of the increase in need and be proactive in avoiding a crisis.
People want numbers. People aren't just a cell in a Excel sheet. They're real-life people who many are going through really rough times and have been going through really rough times even before the pandemic. Ourselves and OSM, we're in the community. We're doing the work in the community. We're talking to folks. We're seeing real lived experiences, firsthand, I guess, but we're interacting with folks. And I think the food bank is probably a little bit more disconnected because there's there's a board of directors and all that. And so they're kind of disconnected from the community. And so maybe to them, it's just numbers and they're just seeing statistics, and we're kind of seeing the real world impact. So when someone's emailing us, they're I'm on ODSP and I haven't eaten all week and I'm really struggling. We're seeing that versus I think the food bank isn't seeing that they're just seeing like a number. We can't just look at food insecurity as just sort of like a statistical thing. It's like a real life issue that is impacting real life people on a daily basis.
Bongondo proposed some ways people can provide help as individuals.
I do want people to also do things in our own community, that it's not necessarily you need to support us. Of course, we are always, you know, happy to have support. But if you're able to also implement that in your own community, even if it's just having like a small food pantry at the, like in your apartment lobby, and just having like a little basket that has like some canned goods and maybe, you know, I don't know, diapers or pads, like that is also another way for you to care for your community on your own. And I think that's also just also something you want to kind of promote, is taking direct action in your community and not necessarily waiting for others to do it.
Bailey said that while people can help on a small scale, the larger answer is to pressure the government to provide more support for Canada's vulnerable communities.
There's a graph going around. It's like the infection rates in Canada, like during, before, and after CERB was implemented. And like there's this huge, clear dip, you know, in the period that CERB was on. And it's like, of course, of course. I think truly the larger answer is work on like pressuring our government, our local government, government at every level, to do better, like create more rehab programs, make sure they're well-funded, make sure there's a continuum of care afterwards. You know, those things aren't things that, like, any individual can just magically, you know, snap their fingers and fix. But we can do things like provide housing and pressure, pressure into legislation for landlords to, and create rent control so people don't have to pay, you know, all of their money every single month just to live, you know, to do something that I feel every human being has a right to do.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.